We are holding my Simon Kuf Tzadik Zayin in the middle of Sif Gimel. That the Isha cannot be toivel during the day, and the Gemara is very clear on Daf Samach Zayin. We have two different reasons, one day 7 and one day 8. On day 7, Shem Deshamash is Shem Atir V'Tistar, and therefore we say so all Zayinikiyim. And day 8, we tell the Sugya of Srach Bitoy. We're holding by the Sugya, can a Kala go during the day? That means, let's say the Kala of Zayinikiyim ends on the day of a Chuppah. Could she on the day of the chuppah go to the mikvah or not? So the Ramah says she can be toivel because she did not come to the chosana until the night time. Now it's not exactly clear what is the kimta of the Ramah. He's discussing the 8th day or the 9th day. So come on the shach and he brings a rai from Simon Kuf Tzadik Vav, which the Achrim have a hard time exactly what is b'diyuk the raya. And it comes out then day 7, you have the Maisa Baya, Shem Deshamash, Shem Tirev Tistor. The only time he can be Mekel is on the 8th day from the Re'iyah. And therefore, there are those who go like the Shach, Mechaz Yaakov on the page, the Toshish Mechzam Sefer and Shuva, the Abnenez and Shuva. The one Taina, the whole head of a Kalad go to Mikvah during the day, is only the 8th day. Asad Hasheni, the Pesach Shuva brings down the Pana Meiris, and says the Pashas reading of the Ramah is, why can a person not go on the 7th day? Maybe you be Mashamish, Shematir Vatistor. First of all, they're not married. And if they get married, the word of Amor, you're not going to come to the Chosen until the night time. Therefore, it's not Shaykh the old concept of you might have Tashmish. It's not Shaykh the idea of therefore Shematir Vatistor. And therefore, once time, you can even go on 7 during the day. And the voice Hagoshuni goes this way, the crazy placey, Tveresh Lamoisha, Siddhatayro. The only one to tell you know that the Chor the Shach is Lashitosai. We have the Shachas of Kotan Vav that brings down the Machloikis, Rebbein Tam, and the Rashbam. If a person can go, Samuch Lechashaycha. If that halacha is only on day 8 or even on day 7. The Eilam is, the Maiso, if you're coming back at night time, there's no problem with Shem Tashamish, with Shem Tirvatistor. Why should there be a chiluk between the 7th day or the 8th day? Both of the Maiso should be Mutter. So that we see over here from the Shach, he seems to understand on day 7 is more common than day 8. Even though the svor does not apply anymore, Shem Deshamash or Shem Tir V'Tistar, mitzvah the sugya of light plug. So once he has a light plug over here to be machmer, mitzvah the sugya of coming back at night time, he's more machmer, says Yesh Limchais, who also, by Kala, even though it's not shy of the concept, you have an idea of a light plug. The mice among the svorim, over 30 different svorim, go to Alocha is not like the Shach, it's like the Panami Iris, and the Alocha is you can go even during the 7 at the day. The Beis Meir, the Chochmas Odom, Kiveg and Shuvo, the Archa Shulchan, the Chaznish, they seem to say Aloch Lemaisa is not a problem. Hagam, the Pitzchah Shuvah does bring down the Dogma of Vavo, says it could only be Samach upon it, B'Shas Ad Chak. Lemaisa, what the Sforim says is very simple. If a Kala's Chasna is 7th at night, Avada is Nichon Negev of Tzorech, and Avada Mokma Tzorech, says the Vosna, the Bada Shulchan, others, Avada she can go. If let's say the Chasna is the 8th at night, and she just wants to go during the day on the 7th because it's more convenient for her, whether it's out of her emotions or different reasons or it's easier, no one's around, then this form gets involved how much of a tzarech exactly really it is. Because the shach of the Pesachim will follow it like him to be machmer. So even in that case, the Pesachim are mekel and certainly makma tzarech. But then you have to start judging exactly what is the tzarech over here is. Otherwise, on day 7, certainly not to have a case of a chasna, the least a baya, of having challah being chuppas nido, Avada you let her go to mikvah on day 7 during the day if the chasna is at night. Now, on the time that you do go at night, come with Pesach Tshuva, and bring down again from the Dagom of Avava, the loch is dafka when the chuppah is at night. But let's say the chuppah is during the day and the yichud, the chuppah, the yichudum is the case at night, the maisi come on to be machmer. And therefore, all this, most of the svarim bring down this Dagom of Avava, the kids and others, that says this halacha is dafka when the chuppah is at night. Therefore, it's very good why there seems to be an anhoga in Klal Yisrael, which says in the invitation that the chuppah is going to be before Shkia. And the ilum seems to wait to be after Shkia, after Ben Hashmashis, after 40, 50, even could be after 72. Why? Because sometimes it might be an Isha who has this baya that went to mikvah at 7 during the day, and therefore people not want to make any noise about it or want to keep it quiet. Therefore, it seems that all girls got together, all chassas, they're in cahoots to make sure the chuppah is always at nighttime, not to get involved in this problem over here. But maybe in the oven. But mice again, even the tzad to go to the mikvah during the day, The staff in the chuppahs at night. Now, there are those who certainly disagree. There's a kiveger, again a tshuva, who argues on this dogma of Ava. The Shalom Meshav goes this way. And therefore, the Baal Shulchan writes, B'shasad chaki can be mekel. Therefore, the Sfarim say, of course, if the chasna is going to be, let's say, close to Shkia, 7:30. And now, let me say, you have a question, go like dogma of Ava or kiveger. Avad, you wait. You go and you have after nighttime, after tzeis, not going to involve the Shiloh. Let's say that the chasna is at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There's no way to wait a couple of hours over here. Then the Vada Yeshem Yilismach by the Shulchan said, L'chur that's nichon again of Shas Adchak. You can go to mikveh during the seventh, during the day, and have L'chur the chuppah in the afternoon, and make sure the yichud will only be the case at night. Sif Dalad is a sugya of Oynis. Now, it's very clear by the Zman of Oynis, there are two Zmanim. There's a seventh day and the eighth day to go to mikveh during the day. The Gemara writes in Daf Samech Zayin Beis from different man to Omrim that eighth during the day a person can go. Brings down of Edi that because of lions you can go. Of Acha being down with the suga of a pachad of Ganovim. Rabbi Yehuda that being down with the suga of Tsina where the water is cold, where the outside ear is cold. And they bring down from Ravam and Chuzah, Mushim Avu Uloi, where the gates are locked. And therefore it's more to go eighth during the day with the suga of an Oinus. Now, once we have a heter of Oinus on the eighth day, what exactly defines the definition of Oinus? Let's say, for example, she does not want to go at night. It's had the sugya of Busha. It's had the sugya of Tznius. For example, the eighth during the night is the last Seder. Eighth during the night is her sister's Chasna. And everyone will find out why exactly she's going at night. And she wants to know if she can go at the eighth during the day. Skamlung Ramon Shuvah and Simon Yutes. And it brings down that in the case of Avuloi, by Rav Mechuzah, Rashi has two pshatim. One, that the Mechaber brings down that the gates of the city are locked. A second reason that Rashi says, because there'll be massive potholes in the ground, you fall inside, Mitzalasuga being Mesakin, Sakono. Fraktam on Shuva, very simple, go with Neris, candles, walk through the streets, and you will not fall inside these caves or holes in the ground. Why do you don't have a responsibility to make sure not to fall inside with candles? So mitzvah, this is, aloch is, that to pronounce, you're going to the mikvah, there's a chesonim tznius. Locha, the end of kuv tzadaches, is a notion which should keep quiet from everybody, whether it's from their parents or their friends, that they're going to the mikvah. To walk, berabim, carrying torches to places to the mikvah, that's a bayah, chesonim tznius over here. Therefore, mitzvah tznius says, Ramal, the maestri can make a goal during the eighth, during the day. Burtam, this is a tyro, the chesam sefer, the chochmas adam. And therefore, the way of the Ben Ishchai, when he brings it down, he said, let's say you have old children, grown-up children at home. And then you realize the parents are going at night. You want a tiny, you can go eighth during the day over here. It's had the sugya of tznius. There's a maisa that I know about, that Isha, she was leaving Eretz Yisrael seventh during the day. They flew, they arrived to America on eighth during the day. There was a chasna, eighth at night, her sister's chasna mamish. Therefore, the Rav paskind that she can go eighth during the day. It's the sugya of tznius. The maestro, what happened? They got to the mikvah, and they were told that we do not. Why come during the day? Only kals come. Where's your mother? She said, "No, my rov said I can't go during the day." The mikvah did not let her inside. So she called the rov and Eretz Yisrael. The rov and Eretz Yisrael said, "Yes, you can. I'll speak to the person in the mikvah." They didn't care. They called the rov in America, and the mikvah said, "No, it has to be our rov who's in charge of our mikvah." As far as I know, the maestro at the end, the mikvah did not let her in. I mean, it's interesting that the Baal Nit said no, the one child of the mikvah said no, because they couldn't get the rub of that mikvah to let her in. But the Ram over here, before Shalachom, it had a sugya of tznius, the maestri go eight during the day. V'oi, the Peschachuma early in Sevkot and Gimel brings down the Chamud and Neil, Blosh and Efshir, but the place can go this way. The let's say it's Yitzel Adarech, a Mokka mitzvah, and you can only go eight during the day, otherwise he's leaving. Sorry? And otherwise he is leaving. The Maisa Halacha says a Pitzchah Tshuva is that you can be Tovel even 8th during the day. V'oid, the Rambam himself says, even a Chayla is Nichon the Get of Oynus can Tovel during the day. And the question is, you have to realize some of the cases I said over here sounds like it's against the Pitzchah Tshuva over here. That means I said the case of the Ben Ishchai of you have older children around. I said a case of Yitz Laderech, a case of Chayla. Now, the coming off the building of the Yisrael of the Ramah's cases negate the Rabbim. But the Peskachuv over here brings down the Chamud and Neil, and wants a mechalik whether it's Oinus Klali or Oinus Prati. If it's something negated to someone personally, or negated to the Tzibur Shabbai. If the tzibah is an oinus, nichol the sugya of oinus you want to taino. If it's your own personal thing, therefore not be nichol the sugya of an oinus. And therefore the chodashoni passes like this, chamutneo brought down by the Pesach Shuvah, and his example is, therefore, by a chasner, or by the case of Lola Seder, you cannot go during the day, you won't have the setter. Why? Because it's all a personal oinus, and not a tzibur oinus. L'maisel, come on the kid Shukhararach, when he brings down this Pesach Shuvah, he points out, first of all, there's no makor, there's no svar for it. Where in the world are you getting this chilek from? The Gemara says it, no Rishonim, no one says it. Vaidi says, Lashon Rambam says a case of a chayla. Before Shurambam that way. How can you come along to argue the Rambam that the chayla is a personal thing, nichol get of an oinus prati, and still will make of the sugya of oinus during the eighth during the day? And therefore the Ben Shloimeh goes this way, he writes a letter, the Masham, Divrei Makil, brought down by the Dak and Tshuva, and the Badei Shulchan says the ik is like Divrei Makil, the maisa to be makel. The second point, the maisa, we do have a kasha. How in the world is a Chamud Anil going to answer the Rambam? The Rambam says a case of a chayla, and the Chamud Anil is saying only if it's a sakana that's negated tziba, not the yachid. So one way you can answer, says Divrei Makil, is Echnam, the Shulchan Aruch, does not bring down the loshon of chayla. And only who brought down the Rambam, and not brought down the Shulchan Aruch. You can say it's Machlokes Rambam versus the Mechaber. And therefore it says the Divrei Makil is very good, why the Chamud Anil himself says, Yuitz L'derech, the loshon Eshti, you can't go. What's this for? Fine, one option. But the second option among Numa Tzvarim, the Kloiserberger, the Badei Shulchan, the Vushay Oz, that what is the definition of an Oinus for the Tzibur versus an Oinus Prati? What does that mean exactly? That means the Lashon of the Chamur Daniel is the Oinus the whole Lashon should be here. So let's say all Lashon in that situation, in that matzah, would be a case of an Oinus. That means a Chayla. Any issue is a chayla, is a matzav of oinus. Just not everyone's a chayla right now. The one time of the definition is that we do not look at, let's say, I am personally afraid, no one else is afraid. But let's say something that everyone in the same matzav will be in the same getter of oinus, that's nichol in the case of oinus on the tzibur. Therefore, let us say that everyone will be in that matzav, will be nichol in the getter of oinus on the tzibur. Everyone's a chayla, everyone will be nichol in that matzav over here. Therefore, according to this Malach, even the Chamud Daniel will be masking when if everyone will be in that situation, it's nichol negeder of the oinus upon the tzibur. The Makil brings down this Malach, he doesn't like it, but the Maisha, the Numat HaChanim do go this way. There's a third Malach, the Makil goes on and saying, once Machalik, Bechayla is nicker, other cases is not nicker. The Maisha comes out, if you have a case of a chasna, and it's at the 8th at night, and you only go to the mikveh 8 during the day, and last night you couldn't, for example, you're flying for whatever reason. In Chanami, there's either those numerous Paiskim, as far as I see, most Paiskim argue the Chamud Daniel. And even if you want to go with the Chamud Daniel, it could be it's nichol upon that, because in this matzav, everyone's nichol in the getter of Sakon over here, of the idea of oinus over here. That's negate going 8th during the day. Negate 7th during the day, Pashas, you read the Sugyo, there's no heter. And the Swarm say there's no heter, whether it's a case of Dam Basulam, a case of a Kesem, a case of Dam Tor, we're not going to be Machalik. However, the Svarim do bring down two Eterim, two very important Eterim. One is, there's a Bach over here, brought down by Numas Achoinim. He's discussing a case where the Goyim have their Yontif, and they think in their Yontif it's a mitzvah to get drunk and be merry and to hurt and injure Jews, Yidden. That seems to be the Anhogel, what they seem to do. So he discussed over there what happens by their Yom Tov over there. It comes out, the person goes 7th in the mikvah, for example, let's say Xmas. By Nitl Nach, the Chassam Sofer says, people, the mikvahs are closed because of being in danger. It's in danger. So the question is like this. Let's say a person can go, that the mikvah comes out on December 23rd, on 7 during the day. At night and onward, it's closed. It's closed for day 8, closed for day 9, maybe even more. Can you go on 7 during the day? So the Bach's case is, if it's closed on day 8, 9, v'yoser, 8, 9, and 10, or the word of Chochmas Adam is closed 8 and 9, even just 2 days. It says he can go even 7 during the day. Even 7 during the day, the Maisa, he can go. Now, Rav Ozer built upon this. It was a Maisa that was asked him that there was an Isha who wanted to go 7 during the day to the Mikvah, because then they're leaving to go on a boat, and the boat will take them for a couple of weeks to, I guess, Eretz Yisrael. So the question was, can she go 7 during the day to the Mikvah? So he has a tshuva about it. He says the Maisi is the question of the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish did not want to be Mekel. He says, Luit Dvarv Kedoshim, the Maisi, I would be Mekel. It's a Milsla Shrichi, it's a Inus Gomer, and therefore certainly not be Paget till the nighttime. Maisi sounds like you want to pass like the Bach, Loch Lamaisa, which is brought down by the Chutshani, Chutashani, the Sirtaira, the Chachmas Dodim, Tarish Israel, Sweet Aish. The Maisi, numerous form, bring down the Loch of the Bach over here. And again, this halacha of going during the day, if you can miss a couple of days of being mutter, a couple of days, even day 7, but in this you can go. No, we'll get to that. No, that's a different case, we'll get to that. Here we're discussing going during the day, come back during the day. We'll get to what you're saying. Come back during the day. The Admeisa, the Reb Shlomo Kluger, who has his case and says the Vadat's also, and again the Vavazi is Chaznish, and about a Shulchan Lais, he wants to be Machmer. There was a last time, every time I seem to give Chabur on this topic, the question seems to pop up the Shal and get it to me. To people who ask me this. Last time when we gave Chabur about this, the day beforehand, there was the Isha who was scheduled to have surgery on her knee. And the question was, can you have on put on a cast for 2 months? And it was day 7 during the day. And the question was, should she go day 7 during the day and then have the surgery? I'll be mutter. Or otherwise, she'll have a cast for two months. The Bayam Tzatzug of the cast is a chatzitza, where the cast is a chatzitza, the stitches are a chatzitza, whether this dry blood will be a bayam chatzitza. So the question is, could be samech upon this bach over here, that there are poiskim to tire chok mazodim, ravazah sounds like beikah, didn't be samech on. So this Isha went to Rav. And the Rav said an interesting psak. He says, go during day 7, and also go at night, even with the cast on. Even though Be'ikri passes Chatzitza, so those who want Tainas, not a Chatzitza, there's a Chiddush by Abi Omer. And therefore, he wants to say, you should go twice, one during day 7, one at night of 7. Massive Chiddush over here. So first of all, one reason the Chor to be Michael is, number one, we have again this Bach over here that numerous parts can do bring down. A second reason why to be Michael in this situation, as we mentioned yesterday, we have Machlokes Beitam versus Rashbam. In the case when you come back at night, according to Beitam and the Maaseh, it's Motir, according to Rashbam, Maaseh it's Osir. La Locha, the Shach says on day 7, Yesh Limchois. On day 8, the person should be Machmo, but we see not to make a Macho. What happens when the case of Einus and you come back at night? That means Pashtus, the case of Beitam and Rashbam, has nothing to do with the case of Einus. But we have a case of an oinus to mitzarif the two things together. It's an oinus they come back at night. That means the vada, the loch is according to the time you can. What about, would the Rashbam agree in this case? What is the reason to be machmer betzem? The reason why they said we're machmer is shem b'tishamish v'shem b'tir v'tister. That is not shaykh when you come back at night. It's not possible. So maybe when you come back at night, b'mokum oinus, be nichel like day 8 that we make on oinus. Maybe the Rashbam will agree, and Betzim, the Chakira among the Achoyim is, what is the Avon in the Rashbam? Is the Rashbam saying it's awesome to have a Sugya Tzrach Bitoy when you come back at night? And therefore, by Tzrach Bitoy on day 8, we have a Hetim to have a Sugya of Oinus? Or no, the reason why Rashbam is being Machmer is it's an extension of the story of the Shem Tishamish, the Shem Tir of Tister, and Loi Plug. I mean, why is Rashbam arguing about Tam? Tzrach Bitoy? If so, we have a Hetim of Oinus. It's mitzad shem to shamish loy pluk. We won't have had to mitzad the sugi of oinus. That's the shaila. On this come along the pesach tshuva and the brings down the avos kashuni and siddatayro and the chamtzi. Now the siddatayro is the avos kashuni is a drop different than siddatayro. Avos kashuni is the case over there when you go some l'chashecha into the mikvah, and in that case the maaseh wants to be mekel. But the siddatayro says not only going but some l'chashecha, even go during the day. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And you come back at night time. He says the whole reason why come up to be machmer mitzad srach bitoy. Srach bitoy be machmer in this the maisi can be mekel. And therefore, the peskachuvim means on the losh of the chsam sefer. This is a gzer that's ruchoyko, milu di rabbonon, vato mitzvah puravu. And therefore, chash resholom, the person being machmer against this goyim over here. And the Moshe said, a vado he passed like this halacha, that besides we have the beitam, and the minig bnei ashkenaz, the maisi to be mekel. But you even have the Rashbam over here, they'll agree in this situation, you come back at night, because the whole chum is al tzrach mitoy, and mokum oinus l'maisi can be mekel. Therefore, Moshe is discussing his tshuva, when Isha is in the mountains, and she has to go travel to the mikvah, so during the week it's very simple, you take a car, but negate to Erev Shabbos, how in the world you can get back? It's Friday night now. Can't travel back with the car. So he says, really what you should do first, if you can, do 4 and 7. And we mentioned other times, 4 and 7. The Maisa of Lam Noshim at the base, he didn't point out, cannot do 4 and 7 practically. So he said, do 5 and 7. He wants a taino. If you come back at night, b'mokum einis, then the Maisa will be more to a 7 upon this halach over here. You have no other options. Now, what do you mean come back at night? We mentioned yesterday that as long as you have the Yisaid, the Maila coming back at night, where Moshe says to be Mekel. Therefore, he writes in Shuva, whether you have the Maila come back at night, mitzad you go to Beis Knesses, and there's no way to go see your wife, can leave the shul, or mitzad the idea that your wife is in a place where there are children around, people around, and there'll be a shame in mitzad the sugi of Yichud over there. And therefore, once you have the Maila of coming back at night, Avashi didn't come back at night. She came back before Shabbat to Adlagas Neiris. But either you're not around in shul, or the people around, mitzvah the sugya of shmiru, mitzvah the isav yichud. Therefore, he said he can be mekel on this halacha and go like satirach some say pesach shuva that an einus on the seventh day you come back at night. Lemaisi can be mekel. Tzad hasheni, the chokhmah sonim disagrees. The padisimoyim, the kishon aruch is mitzvah that way. Abdenezer, the bala shulchan says lemaisi we should not be samech upon this some say for over here. And among the swarm, it seems to be a machlokes or shokel what to go do. In the gate of the case, when you come back at night by an oinus, the maisa, l'chura, in the case of the gate of the cast, you have two reasons why to be mekel. One, you have those, once a couple of days, you have the bach, that the chokh mazalim does pass along, the sedatari says, in a couple of days, the maisa, you can't mekel seven during the day. But when you have a second reason, but sira, if you're coming back at night time, the mile of the night time, whether mitzad, you physically come back at night, or mitzad, you can have a shame over there. And l'chura, you have two reasons why to be mekel, and therefore it's a stark asvara, why not tell each go back with the cast at night to the mikvah? Because l'chura, the cast is a chatzitz over here, misemchon these two reasons over here. Now, if you can be samech and go to the mikvah during the day, come on pesach shuva, b'nidach sam sefer, that the correct anhaga is to do two hefsiks. A hefsik after day 4, and a hefsik after day 5. L'maisa, the Kloisenberger de Vayatze writes that that's not the minig. One, you can say it's not always too practical to make two hefsiks, because maybe she'll see. Vaidi says, if you start giving over Noshim, this idea of making another hefsik, Daitin Kalois, maybe they mikshol, the other time you start doing day 4, and you have other reasons not to give them, they lack understanding exactly what's happening over here, and therefore we should leave it the halacha as is, 2, 5, and 7, and go 7 during the day. Sifei is halacha mechabrik dan of b'dieved. Now again, it's very clear, we have 2 days of b'dieved, day 7 and day 8. Negate to day 8, during the day you went, you were not supposed to go, and you had no hetter, it was not mokum oinus. L'maisa said the mechaber, also let filo. It's beseder. Day 7, if you went, you had the bayam, the sugyo of Shema Deshamesh, a different sugyo. That's a machlokes in the base of what to go do. There is a Ramban, a Rav Yor, a Ra'o, that says also let filo. Asal Hasheni, the Ravid, the Tashpatz, l'maisa they are machmer. Aloch l'maisa, it's very clear, the Mechaber comes along and says on day 7, l'maisa we can be mekel. Atzad Hasheni, the Shach brings down for the Bach, l'maisa to be machmer, and you have to go back to the mikvah. L'maisa, the way of the Shach himself, and Dov, nochin l'achmer, toiv l'achmer. Therefore, the form being not the loshen of the Shach, chok mazon, mekitzar, choshochon, the correct thing is to be machmer and go back to the mikvah. Now, when you go back to the mikvah, the Sforim say, even on Lel Shabbos, you go back. It won't be a bayar, mitzad the sugim of Monashach, the Shach earlier. However, the Sforim also speak out clearly, do not make a bracha. A lot of the tefillah worked out, except this is in the sugim of Knas, but don't make a bracha. The Sforim do say, let's say you're mesopik, says the Pesach Shuv and the Chavud Daniel, if you went during the day on 7, or you came at, or it was nighttime, whether mitzad it was a cloudy day, whether mitzad the sugim of Ben Hashmoshes, then the Vadu won't tell you the halacha, you have to go back to the mikvah. Now, in the case when a person does go during 7 during the day, whether a case of b'dieved, even a case where, example, a kala is told he can go to chadchilo, what happened mitzad the sugya of bedikas? Do you still have to go do a bedikah? So as far as speak out, the maisa is still in the zayin akim. Therefore, a vosna and liashim say, true, the maisa, you went to mikvah, maybe you'll be chal the tefil over here. But the kala had a right to go, still she has to do the second bedikah over here. The Gemara ends off with 2 points over here. The idea that when your person went during the day, number one, like to shamish, and number two, she should hard her tefilosai. First, negate the idea of having tashmish. It's very clear that halacha is also Sayan day 7 and Sayan day 8. Either time it's also. Day 7, that's Gemara, and even day 8, the Maisa Makmer. So this form, even in case you went on day 8, but Mokum Heter, the Rav was Mokum Oinus, and she had a right to go, still you can have Tashmish. This form do discuss what happens in the Geret to the Archokas, because the words of the Ramah is Tashmish. He doesn't say the Loch of Archokas. So they speak out, if it's negated day 7, and you have a bayam ikradin, not srach bitum ikradin, echnami kamlung of vazin about the shulchan say, even a chokus the maisi afi machmaran. But let's say on day 8, which only a srach bitum and maisi you went, whether mitzad yet had to go, or mitzad some bidyev you went over here, kamlung of the mavuch among the choinim, can you be makel on our chokus or not? A vazin the maisi he wants to be machmar, a vadisef and the article maisi wants to be makel. It's an interesting question what to go do. And you have to know then, is it negeta a case of a kala, negeta her achokas also. The last point over here is tasa tfilosoi, hiding it. So the question is, on what halacha we're going back on? Is it she did a tfilo on day 7 or day 8? Is it only day 7 or even day 8? So there's a basis over here, which says, if we want to be machmer on day 8, it's a chum yitzer over here. The maisi says, only tasa tfilosoi on day 7. And that's how the grain sounds like it went, and therefore you'll be Oymer Kedakri, passing like this Mechaber. At Sarasheni, the flow of the Ramah, and the way you read the word Vetaster, it sounds like going back on both, Sign 7 and Sign 8. And therefore the Sitairo and the Kitchen Aruch, or Choshulchim, and even the Ben Ishchai goes this way, passing Sign 8 and Sign 7, you have to hide it philosophy. The Swarm speak out, even on day 8 they went Behetter. It was Makom Oynus, Makom of a place that was Pacha Genovim, or case of Tzino or Busha, you had a right to go, still you're supposed to, lechatchila, hide the fact that you went to the mikvah. The Bada Shulchan says, but let's say you can't hide for whatever reason, you have a right to go. But if you're able to lemaisi, you should go hide it. Now, once you went through these kolam, just to take out two cases and get to the sugya of Corona. One case is, let's say the place has a curfew. That means there are numerous places through the world that curfews, you cannot go out at a certain time at night. Can you go to the mikvah during the day? So there's a tshuva by the Minchas Osher, negate this question over here. He says, Avada ate during the day, poshut, it's noinus. It's noinus to rabbim, it's nechali get of chamud anil, and Avada ate during the day, Avada can go. 7 during the day, Avada can't, that's Gemara says he can't, but 8 during the day, Avada can go, that's Aleph. Number 2, he says, what about Yevachim now to tasa tfilosoi? Does she have to hide herself from the husband? That means Avada cannot be mashamish, that's poshut. And the chokis is a good question. But did she have to hide it from her husband that she went to the mikvah? So it's very hard to go do that. So again, it really depends what the case tasa tfilosoi is going back on Zayin or Ches. According to the Beis Yosef, it's only on day Zayin. According to Roiv, it's even on day Ches. So again, the Bnei Shulchan sends the EF Shri can be Mekel. That's what usually the Metzias over here, the husband knows about it, they talk it over, and say Yeshir, and Maisa if you can't, and Chanami. Agama see the Minchas Osher say Chiddush, he wants to say, the Loch is you do not have to. Tasa tfilosoi negate the mokum of oinus against the svarim. All the svarim should be machmer. He says you don't have to. Fine. But every year, whether you do or don't, but certainly it's e-asher, avada, you could go 8th during the day. One case. A second case, as Oisik with Mamish yesterday, they came out different questions to get to it, that there was last night at a maisa that Isha was in Badud, and the question was, how in the world can't you go to the mikvah? Well, tfilo. Now, she was in Badud not because she had Corona. She was in Badud because she came from Chutz Laretz. What to go do? And now, I was surprised when I dealt with it that the lack of, of what to go do practically. I called up, I spent mamash an hour and a half on this. I went through Shchuna after Shchuna, and they either told me no, or they either mashubit to their Shchuna, and I could not find a place that would take this Isha. And I kept asking every Rav, what do you want to go do? That means I found one place in Bnei Brak that was maskim, but she said you cannot come now with a taxi, now by bus, you have to have someone privately who drives you. Then the girl wanted to know, should she tell her father to go drive her? She didn't want her father to go drive her, it's not sneeze. So Rav said he'd go to the ocean. It was a massive chiddush that had a very tough time figuring out what to go do with the issue with this in Bedud. Let alone another issue I heard that said over, that she couldn't go, she had mamish corona, and it's word, she's not even that very well. So the interesting shayla, I was overwhelmed yesterday by the fact the lack of association, how to deal with this situation. What came out of it, what people were asking, let's say you're leaving, people are coming, Baruch Hashem, back from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. People are going to leave on day 7. and they'll come back and they'll be stuck here without a mikveh. Could they, on day 7, go to the mikveh before their flight? The pashtus l'chura, the answer should be yes. Number one, we have the Bach over here. The Bach says, brought down again, Menubis Achreinim, Lach L'maiso, that the idea is that if you can be missed a couple of days, and here could be Mama, she's stuck in Bedud for 2 weeks over here, l'chura, you can go to the mikveh. Aleph. Second is, especially if you come back at night, or a Moshe's idea, you have the Maila coming back at night. That means you go to the mikveh during the day, and then you go muck with the Zerabim, and there's a shame over there, where he goes, someone asked me, can I go past security, if I cannot come off my flight, my wife will go to the mikveh, and then she'll come later. You have two reasons. One, mitzvah the Bach, one mitzvah coming back at night, avada l'chor, you should be able to go during the day. Again, the Gemara says you can't go, but this is nichol, and either Azman Rochuk, the place can be saying it's mutter. Maybe the Rashbam, the Beitam, the Chor, you can't go during the day. Another Maisa's asked to get Corona, that Isha was very nervous to go when people are around. She's healthy, everyone else is healthy, but of course she's just nervous to be around people and she's just staying away from people. Is that Nichol Negeta of Oinus? So Pashas, that's not Nichol Negeta of Oinus. Maisa Yabab Chamud Daniel says that's that at least that Moin Am is nervous about it. You cannot go during the day. In that case, you have to go at night. One last thing over here, a side point, there seems to be an hoga that certain people go the ninth month. Now, the only reason why I heard about it, because people ask me the lochs negate to the ninth month, until people ask me, I never heard about this concept. Ninth month of being pregnancy. So I looked around, and this idea is brought down by numerous forum, Sefer Zechira, Rifal HaMalach, and others bring down, that person is a skula for a muberes in the ninth month to go to the mikvah. And the reason that's brought down, tevatel ma'yelad kol minei roim shu osu bi'abura. Fine. Now, should a person go, or they should not go, the Pesachim Megodim brings down the meaning of Yerushalayim, the Nashim do go, Nintek Real brings down the Issam Rebbe, he says he never heard this concept of all of going, and when Issam Chankiyevsky this question, he wrote back to us, yesh oimim shezez gulo. Some say, that means some have a meaning, some don't have a meaning, yesh v'yesh. Once those who want to go, they discuss numerous questions. Could she go during the day? Could she go during the Tisha Yomim before Yom Kippur, before Tisha B'Av? Could she go on Shabbos? Does she have the next halacha, Simkuv Tzadiches, the idea of Chafifa, Chatzitzes? Can she make a bracha? So first, we ask Chaim, could she go during the day? He said, Pashas, you can. Maisa, she's not a nida. There's no bayav Srach Bitoy over here. L'chor, you can go during the day. Why should not go and tell the suga of Nida? Go and tell the suga of Skula. What about going during the 9 days? So among the swarm, the shail over here, Vavozna, Shev Gossi, the mice, they won't be Mekel, not going to tell Oining Shavai. Sarashini, Netek of Real, especially going to the idea of it's hot water, those won't be Machm over here, Yesh V'yesh. We asked the question, Mechaim Kanievsky, you wrote back, Ulai. Negate the sugya of Chafifa and Chatzitzas, so all this farming down, there's no halacha of Chafifa, you don't have to come here, and Chatzitzas over here, it's Nif Segula, if it's me, the Machba, there's no problem over here, we do not put on these halachas, negate the Kuv Tzadiches. Void all this farming, say, Avada, we do not make a bracha. There's no Tzivoy over here, it's only Nif Segula, we do not make a bracha. When Akhan Sim Kuv Tzadiches, Bez Hashem, tomorrow will be a Chazar Shir. On Sunday and Monday, will be a Chazar Shir by Reb Ari. Afterwards, there'll be a test. On Tuesday, it will be Mamshech Simon Kuv Tzadiches. We're trying to encourage everyone to come back to Negev Riel, to have the Kol Torah there, have a Rosh Chodesh Raisa. And Bez Hashem, the plan is right now to continue anything from Negev Riel. That means numerous people came back, people were ready to get out of Bedud. We have a nice Olam over here, at least in this country. And we're trying to mechazik Negev Riel for the last month, from Rosh Chodesh onwards. That means the first month, no one was in Yeshiva. The second month, we had a quasi-yeshiva. Beshem on Tuesday, starting from the last month of this month, we'd like to mechazik and make back the Kol Torah Rizkan Dereisa. And whoever is around, whoever is possible, we encourage everyone to please come to Negev Riel. Hatzlocha. Questions?